I'd like to ask you about a few songs. Love songs. And I'd just love to know more about how you feel about them now, how you felt about them when you first sung them. Any kind of story behind them.
Okay.
Would be wonderful. Uh-huh. I'd like to start with We're in This Love Together.
We're in This Love Together. I don't think that there is a performance. It's rare that a performance where I don't sing We're in This Love Together. A song written so well by Stiegel and Marah that you can improvise and be spontaneous inside of the song. I can sing this song twice a night and still find something fresh to do because the song is written so well with chord changes and basic melody that you follow as you follow and then do not follow for a moment or two as you improvise inside of that song. I mentioned earlier in some other taping that again I didn't write this song. It came to my management office one morning. I was in the studio working on a record, and was about to. I might have been in the middle of another piece of music, and when that song came in, we stopped, changed the track, put on fresh track. That's how touched and moved by we were by that piece of music, and went in and started working on that song, and it became one of the most important pieces of music in my life. And the days and the todayness is just like I told you; it's fresh, and people still respond. I wrote my congressman. I wrote my assemblyman. And I said, tell them in Washington, we're in this love together, and no more war. Bring our soldiers home. Hey, that's what I'm saying today. Timeless message, we're in this love together.
Yeah. Okay.
And about Wait for the Magic.
Oh. Wait for the Magic. Oh, boy. James Taylor wishes he had written this song. I don't know if he's heard it, but it is so James Taylor-esque. But still a reach in a little different kind of direction, because there's some rhythmic things going on that are a little Brazilian, which might not be so might not be country enough for James, you know, folk and country enough. Anyhow, I'm working on a record, and we take a break. It's and go down the street to a club in the neighborhoods. And we did that a lot. 1 o'clock in the morning, we've been working a while. Let's go make last call at a club called Josephina's, not too far from where we were working. And the band is playing hot. Band is playing on stage, live band. And they take a break. Maybe it's toward the end of the evening. I don't think it was toward the end of the evening. I think they were going to go back. And the keyboard player stays there and sings this song that just knocks my stuff in the crick. And I walked up to him and I said, it's an original piece of music, Todd Urbanus. He played and sang the song on his own. And it's a marvelous piece of music. If you haven't heard it, go hear it now. Great piece of music. Yeah. Do you know it?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. That's why I wanted to ask about it.
Yeah. unbelievable. I mean, to the lyric. And wiped me out when he went to college girl wakes up in Boston and she sips her morning tea. To be able to think that way as a composer and lyricist and lay it out in such a way that it just gathers you in and you can't leave. You have to stay. And if you're a singer, I want to sing that song. So, one of my favorites. If it's gotten by lots of people in my audience, I think it's a great piece of music. I'll continue to sing it.
Great. On the topic of Valentine's Day and love songs,
mm-hmm.
I understand that this year you're going to be performing at the Beacon Theater on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Do you normally prefer to perform for other people on Valentine's Day, or do you normally prefer to celebrate Valentine's Day by not performing?
Valentine's Day has not always been a performance day for me. It's turned into that. With these special occasions at the Beacon Theater, this won't be my first time being at the Beacon Theater on Valentine's Day, and it turns out to be a great occasion. In some ways, it was probably the pre-announcement. You know, one day there will be a love songs album. So going to the Beacon Theater was the kind of preamble to this kind of record, and so very, very appropriate that we're back there. You know, typically, I'm at home, or I may not be, but not especially planning something like we are planning this occasion at the Beacon Theater. And it's part of a bigger plan of other cities where we're going to do this Valentine's love songs music, but we're gonna do some other things. We're gonna do some music that people have never heard me do, that I haven't recorded, and that's gonna be so fun. I can't wait. And I'm not telling.
So is Valentine's Day one day, or is it every day?
Well, obviously, as self-conscious as I am, not keeping it as much as I ought to, is every day. Heavens, you know. And just like Thanksgiving is every day. And it's a lot of things. You have to be on your toes and the keeper of the flame, and it is every day, and that means making sure you take the trash out on time. and not forgetting the grocery list.
So if Valentine's is every day, what's the most romantic thing you've planned for Valentine's Day?
Oh. You know, I don't think it's gone beyond dinner and just some time to be quiet and not be singing and just have some time with me and my wife together and to not be obligated somewhere else, and for us to just be together and do something simple. It doesn't have to be out of Don Juan or Casanova. Just simple things. Dinner, a movie, at home. in bed with snacks.
Right.